We don't run from the truth. We don't fake the healing.
We feel it.
It's a revolution now, and you're invited. Heal that shit, don't hold it in. Rip the band-aid, let it begin. Truth gets loud when you stop the lie. We cry, we rise and testify. Heal that.
Come on. Yes, that is such a vibe always. So, hey, y'all, what's up? Welcome to Life Unfiltered. Heal that shit. We are taking everything that we have learned over the past 2 years and amplifying it for a new year of transformation. This is not just a podcast anymore. This is a revolution in healing. So whether you are a longtime listener or this is your very first episode, get ready for some life-changing conversations.
Yes, indeed, because we learned something powerful over the past year. When we share our truths, we give others permission to do the same. We have created the space for the truth seekers, change agents, and anyone ready to do the work. Because let's be honest, real change happens when we stop hiding, okay, and start healing.
So whether you are here to work through your own journey or learn from ours, you are in the right place because we're about to get real, get deep, and most importantly, get results.
So you already know, buckle up, strap in, grab your favorite drink, and let's heal this shit together.
Period and point blank. So, hey, y'all, my name is Kimberland Jackson. I am an educational advocate and activist and consultant. I'm a visionary and motivational speaker. I am a universe architect. I am a virtual producer and network executive producer. I'm an intuitive melanated life coach, the founder of Intuitive Melanated Life Coaching, where we help people deepen their personal relationship with God, to understand their unique design and purpose in order to positively impact the world. I'm also a professional frolicker. Currently, my feet are planted in Medellin, Colombia. And I'm one of your hosts here on Heal That Shit. So what's up? Nice to meet you. I was like, is it frozen? What's happening? I don't know.
I was hitting the button, child, but clearly I was hitting the wrong one. It'd be like that. Oh, we need a producer.
There are actually some producers that are coming into the system.
Yes, indeed.
I think I'm about to have a producer for The Frolicking Truth, and there are other producers that are coming. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Well, my name is Bianca Goolsbee. I'm a digital strategist, a consultant, education activist, and a certified snitch.
Snitch.
Yes, indeed. I'm an investigator and a receipt collector, so put some respect on my name. And I am the founder of Teaching for the Culture, where we transform, we empower, we advocate, we coach, and we heal. I'm also an intuitive, melanated life coach. A digital nomad currently working, traveling wherever there's Wi-Fi, and my feet are currently planted in Santa Marta, Colombia. And my purpose is to empower others to find their own path to freedom and fulfillment. So here in this space here, I want to be very intentional and clear that we operate by the three keys: accountability, transparency, and integrity. And before we move further, we want to make sure that we're clear about expectations and what you can expect from us and what we expect from you, okay? So what you can expect from us to honor the three keys, we're going to keep it real. We're going to speak freely and we might cuss. So, yeah. All right. The reason why we're telling you this is because you might have little listeners that are around you. So you might want to have some headphones, some AirPods, maybe not. That's your business, but we're going to speak freely in this space. Okay. And what we expect from you, hate speech, hate comments, not over here. We proudly serve in the Block and Be Blessed ministry. Amen. So we want you to engage with intention or get escorted to the block pew. All right. We want you to go on this journey with us. We want you to be a part of this journey. We're not the expert in all things, but the things that we are experts in, you better be listening because we are facilitating some very important conversations and we want you to participate and to bring people with you because together we are committed to doing the work to heal. So what's tea, girl? What updates you got?
So we want to let you all know how to interact with us. Here in these spaces, we live in an emoji world, specifically over here in the YouTube space, but also carrying over to the podcast space. So we have emojis, and our collective emoji here is the heart with a bandage wrapped around it. That is the symbol for the healing that we are doing here in that space. So you are able to share that emoji in different spaces that lets us know that you have come from the Heal That Shit universe and really helps us to understand what you know and how long you've been rocking with us and all of those types of things. So you can always feel free to use that emoji in combination with others. So we also have individual emojis. My emojis are the sunflower and the crayon. The sunflower, because yellow is my favorite color, reminds me of the sun. It brings me joy. It just makes me so happy inside. And sunflowers turn towards the sun. And when they do not find the sun, they turn towards each other. And that really is a descriptor of the way that I live my life. Sunflowers are also the symbol for invisible disabilities. And as someone who is neurodivergent and figuring out what that means more and more every day, I'm becoming a fierce advocate for those who live with things that cannot be seen from the outside. So those are the sunflowers. The crayon, because there was a time in my life that everything was very black and white, and I made a conscious decision to color the fuck out of my life. So insert the crayon. That is my decision to intentionally bring joy, to intentionally bring color. You can even see with the picture that's behind me. That is a painting that I painted. I am an artist as well. I didn't say that in all the list of the things that I do. But I'm also an artist. So the intentional seeking and infusion of joy and color and the things that bring us joy at a soul level. So those are my emojis. Please tell them about yours, ma'am.
Well, I want to just let y'all know that I've come here with a new teddy bear Snuggie. You haven't seen this one before, and I'm really, really happy and excited. I am just dripped in this teddy bear goodness, and I feel really, really good. So the first emoji is the teddy bear because I am cute and cuddly, but also don't play with me, okay? The second emoji is the hands that form the heart. I even have decor of it because of how important it is to me. I have one that I travel with, and then I also have one in one of my landing pads in Tallahassee. And the hands that form the heart talks about and deals with my actual heart. I had a conversation with the homegirl the other day, and I was sharing with them the photos that I haven't shared with anybody really of my heart that had to be manually and intentionally crafted and reconstructed. There are mechanical parts that are all around my actual heart for my heart to function. And then on top of that, there is a pacemaker that then is also connected to my heart. So when I tell you protecting your heart and protecting your peace is something that I'm going to continue to uplift every single episode and outside of this space, because it is so important with everything that's going on that you be intentional. So those are my emojis, the teddy bear and the hands that form the heart. And also, I'm in this teddy bear goodness. I gotta go to the bear cave. I gotta go where I am happy. Okay. So let me go ahead and just switch over and just take you to my snitch pad. Okay, here we go. Hey, boo.
The snitch pad. I love a good field trip, though. I'm here for it. I need to get me some backgrounds because they'll be able to really like you know, I'm in this zone right now. I'm in this mode right now. So I like that. I just haven't had time to do that, but love a field trip. And so, yeah, if y'all want to see all the stuff that Bianca is doing, make sure if you are listening in the audio format that you come over to YouTube so that you can see the teddy bear snuggie and you can see the bear cave and the picture that I'm referencing in the background. You'll be able to see all of that. And if you are watching here on YouTube and you're saying, man, I would love to take this on my walk and, you know, listen during my time where I'm in the car, what have you, you can also listen to us on all podcast platforms, wherever podcasts are casted. We are there. And we also invite you to go over to our website, wehealthatshit.com, where you can find resources, you can join the mailing list, and really just be a part of the community that we are building out here in the Heal That Shit universe. Okay, so govern yourselves accordingly to all the things, because there are so many and they are growing every day. So let's go ahead on and get into our spirit check for today. And our spirit check is the time in the episode where we take time to intentionally think about how we are feeling and uplifting that in a very creative way, just to kind of contextualize what is going on inside of us. So here on the screen, again, if you are listening, I will describe it for you. If you're watching, you're able to see it. We have a system to do a spirit check that consists of four colors. Green, I'm absolutely wonderful. Life is great. Blue, I'm good. I don't have any complaints. Purple, I'm okay. Things could be better. And yellow, I'm not doing so well. I need support. And so if you are watching during the live premiere, you can participate in the poll or you can drop the combination of emojis into the chat or use words to contextualize it like we're about to do. If you are watching during the replay, you can go ahead and leave us a comment and let us know how things are going. We receive all of the responses with curiosity as opposed to judgment. We really want to just hold space for what is happening. We've been on this journey, y'all, for 3 years, and it's a lot that's been going on. And so being able to hold space for all of the feelings that come along with that is important. So having said that, whose turn is it to start today? It's for me to start. All right. So I need a minute. Hold on. So the first thing that comes to mind is, I don't know how this is organized just of yet. That's what I still need to try to think through. But the colors that are coming to mind is an overwhelming blue. I'm good. I don't have any complaints. With, is it like an ocean wave? Maybe it's almost like an ocean wave that's coming in and out. So it's blue. I'm good. I don't have any complaints. Imagine there's blue water, right? But there's a very clear green infusion. So it looks very turquoise-ish. It reminds me in my mind of the water that I saw when I was in St. Martin. And when we went to, we took a boat trip. I think it was Anguilla, maybe is where we went. But the water was so, so like turquoise and blue and green and just glistening and all of that. And then at the base of the waves is still like a purple that I'm okay, things could be better, kind of at the base. So yeah, that's what I have for today.
Okay. Okay. All right. I see that. It makes me think about where my spirit is now after visually seeing yours, you know? All right. Field trip. So imagine you standing in an open field. I mean, a completely open field. There is nothing that you can see around you. It's just you, and it's open, and it's just grass. Okay. And then if you squint and you just, you know, just move your head forward a little bit, you start to see what it looks like, a canvas. And on that canvas is blue and green and gold and the yellow. But it's like so far away that it's hard to really even identify the shape that it's making or its characteristics. Like, it's very, very faint. I feel like I am that person in the field where I am trying to look to identify how I could properly articulate where my spirit is. And I have to really just squint and just look real, real carefully in order to be able to make out something and it still not be really clear.
Very interesting. And so, as you all can see, there are many different ways to be able to explain what this looks like and what this sounds like. So we invite you to contextualize your own spirit situation, whatever might be going on with the combination of those colors and description. In the past, we've used plaid and polka dots and stripes and lava lamps and fireworks and like whatever makes it make sense to you, glitter, like whatever makes it make sense to you, use that to do your best to articulate what is happening within your spirit. And that also may be able to help the people who are around you understand how they can best support you in the space that you are on your journey. So having said that, why don't we go ahead then and get into our transparency moment so you can give us some context to the squinting off in the distance and, you know, whatever is going on in your world.
Yeah. So I will say that I looked at my screen time yesterday, Kimberlyn. I was so freaking embarrassed and shamed and like...
Who are you embarrassed and shamed to and for? You looking at it your own self.
I understand that, but it's one of those things where I don't want to be a hypocrite. I want to be able to practice what I preach because I'm so tired of people preaching stuff that they ain't practicing, you know? So it's my own internal... discipline and accountability in making sure that I'm in alignment with the things that I said that I was going to do and how I was going to conduct myself with my time as it relates to these devices. And it's not just one, it's two. And it's not just two phones, it's a tablet and a computer. And it's not just that, it's devices that are connected in my landing pad in Tallahassee that I remote into. As you can see, it's a lot of different devices that I'm connected to. Even the glasses on my face, I had to put on Do Not Disturb because I was getting notifications through it. It's a lot. So with that being stated, I have been really reflecting on just my time. And it's just been trying to catch up on the news and all the things that are happening. It just feels like every single day, every single moment, there is something that is being posted on the internet that is wild to me, that makes me glitch, that makes me curious to ask more questions, that makes me want to go down rabbit holes when I don't necessarily have the bandwidth to go down them. But because of me being neurodivergent, once I'm lockstepping something, I'm going for it. And that could be a good thing and a bad thing, depends on what that is, you know? So I've been in a space where I've been very, very reflective. And I have somewhat kind of isolated myself in a way, keeping a lot of my thoughts and how I feel internally besides my therapist. And that has been interesting. I recognize that there are people that desire to know what's happening in my brain space right now. And it's unfortunate because I don't really know. So if I can't really process it and to communicate it with my own self, then I am definitely not in the capacity to communicate that with anybody. And because of the way that I don't like to disappoint people, or I want to always over deliver on the things that I say that I'm going to do, it has caused me to isolate because I just don't want to disappoint anyone. I don't want to set up expectations or things that might not actually happen because of my capacity and where my brain space is. I am inundated with creators that are burnt out and tired and are looking for ways to pivot. And while my brain space comes up with really unique ideas that I think will work and will be profitable, it does require execution and bandwidth and resources and things that people might not necessarily have. So I say all that to say that I've just kind of been stuck where I want to create and do and be all the things, but I can't really articulate what my brain people are doing or what that even looks like. And I'm in this season where I've just been elevating and evolving and moving past the things that hurt me. And I'm in a good space emotionally. I don't feel like I'm needing to be on antidepressants again. I'm recognizing where I am in that space as it relates to mental health, but I will say I have just really been reflecting when I just look at all the things that are happening. And it just makes me wonder, like, how do you keep yourself affirmed and knowing that you're going to make it when you're seeing all the destruction and the chaos and the things that are happening, and wanting to trust God and believing in God that he's going to honor what he's saying, but also the math ain't mathing right now. So I'm glitching in that process too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, let me write down some of this stuff, girl, because I don't want to forget. The comment here says, I feel you. I think you are very much speaking to how a lot of people are feeling right now, especially those of us who are creatives. This is the time where we shine, yes, but this is also the time where we can get burnt out because there's so much that's going on right now. And so I heard a few things raise up in that as you were speaking, one of which is kind of like, how do you remain aware without also becoming consumed? And honoring what is happening while also leaving space to honor the joy and the good things that are happening. And also, again, shout out from the comments, congratulations to not needing your antidepressants. I still need mine. We've been on this journey over here, I manage mine with plant medicine. But yeah, that's a huge thing that you're in a space where we're not drowning in the gold. You know, I'm not doing so well. I need support, you know, in the purples. I'm okay. I could be doing better. And it's more so, okay, I see there's light on the horizon. But I also feel like I heard you say it still kind of feels far off because it sounds like your brain is overextended. So I said all of that to say, I'm curious about, you started out talking about your social, not necessarily social media, screen time consumption. And I know this is a journey that we are consistently on. That's something else I wanted to uplift, is that it's not going to be a one-time fix. Like, this is continuous maintenance, right? On what it looks like to break phone addiction and to really create a system that makes sense for you. I know you've tried different things over time. So what are you feeling like maybe when you were most successful, or what do you need now to help your brain be able to get to a place where it can recuperate instead of constantly being inundated with new notifications and things? Because shit gonna keep popping in education. It's gonna keep popping. It hasn't even gotten started yet. What month is this? This is May. Come back next school year, September. all schools are mandated to have a, what is it, bicentennial celebration or quite, what is it, 250 years? How long the country been around? How many years?
250,
yeah. Right? Every school is mandated to have one of those celebrations. This next school year, we wrapping out this one. This next school year is going to be off the chain, right? So knowing that, what are you doing to support yourself and your brain so that you're not over there going down rabbit holes and running up your pressure and all of that?
You know, you ask me questions and sometimes I'm like, damn it.
Well, you said you wanted me to ask them. So here we go.
And I do.
And how we need to talk it, how we need to talk it through. Because again, it's not just you. You know what I mean? It's a lot of us that are out here. Like, if I pick up this phone one more damn time, what am I looking for right now? You know? So what are you thinking?
So I'm thinking a multitude of things. I saw a content creator that is using a tool to completely block their access from the phone. And that is in lieu of the system that I had prior to me moving abroad. Mm-hmm. If you can recall, I had a box that was a timer mm-hmm. that I would put my device in. And it would lock me out of my device. So when I was doing deep work, I would put my phone in the box. And so I didn't have any interaction with my phone. So I think that I need to come up with some type of system that is similar to that, because I do recognize and know that if I do have my phone next to me, that the likelihood of me picking up my phone just out of sheer habit, not because anything is happening, usually it's on vibrate or do not disturb. So it actually doesn't ring as often as it did, which I'll circle back to as to why in a moment. Girl, I'm quick to pick up my phone. And then after that, who knows? Like, I know that when I click on something, I'm going to see something. Like, it's just the instant dopamine thing. So it's just kind of breaking the habit and having scheduled time to check the things. But also with my previous work situation, I was like IT support, where people were calling me to be like, hey, I can't sign into the computer, which means that I would have to get on my device to remote access into their device and to provide them that one-on-one support, which is real time. So there was a period of time where I had to have my notifications on. I had to hear my phone ring just in case there was someone that needed me. Now, as I'm phasing up at the end and conclusion of this contract, I'm now like, okay, I can start to put my phone on do not disturb. And so that's been helpful to not hear the dinging and binging and all that. But right before we started the podcast, I had to tell my glasses to put on do not disturb because it was going off as you were talking to me. So I say all that to say it's a work in progress. I'm going to continue to document the process and I'll update you as I go along.
Okay. So I heard you say limiting notifications, looking for spaces to eliminate notifications and or minimize notifications. I know in all these resources you got is some kind of 30-day detox. What I know you got one because we've talked about them so many times over the years. So when we going to start the challenge and do this together so we can hold each other accountable? Like, what are the things that you got in the vault to help with this?
All right. So Now you done put a fire up under my ass, I see. Okay. So I feel like the time is now. Friday is a great day. So that's May 15th. I already have a 14-day challenge that's already done, y'all. It's already each day we're tackling different things. I've done it before, but I've made some enhancements since the first time that I've done it. And it's literally just sitting there, as you said. So that's what I'll do. So for those of you that will be watching this on Saturday when this premieres, we'll be already on day two, okay?
Well, why don't we start it on Saturday so that they can start with us and we just announce it on the show?
Okay, we can do that. So we start on May the 16th.
That's today. Y'all watching this today on the recording, that's today when you see this. Okay, so what are we doing? These are small steps. Give me an example of what one of the things are.
Great question. So the first day is to do an audit of all the apps that are on your phone. So this is building awareness of every single thing that you've downloaded to your device and what permissions you've given it and what access they have because it's on your device. There are so many people that share with me that they have had apps on their phone and things happen, things change, and they don't use the apps anymore, but it's still sitting on your device. It's still taking up storage. And depending on what app it is, it's still giving data out to the publisher because it is on your device. And that's the thing that it collects per its terms and conditions. So it's really important that you do know all the apps on your phone. And so that's the first step, is being aware. Yes, indeed. Confirmation. That is the first step, is being aware of every single thing that you have installed on your devices. And the challenge also is for you to do it. And if you have any other people in your household, that you also encourage that process to happen for everybody inside your house, because it impacts everybody what you do on the internet and your digital footprint. So that's something that we learn down the process. But yeah, I can't wait for y'all to see the things. It will live on checkthecellphone.com. And I will, for the folks that are subscribed to our mailing list, which you can get to our mailing list at wehealthatshit.com. You can go to checkthecellphone.com. And on that website, you'll be able to see a banner that I'll be putting up that will be up by the time that you see this. You can go do the things and see all the things and communicate with us about how you're going on your journey in the Teaching for the Culture group that we have. So, yeah.
Cool. So I also was going to say, you come out that gate swinging, huh? But that's all right. So we checking these apps, you know, and do I still need this app? And do I not need this app? If I don't need this app, we're uninstalling it. So we're actually intentionally going through and looking at the apps. All right. So go to those sites. I knew you already had the stuff. That's why I'm like, press go on one of these tools that you already made, you know, to help yourself. That's why I think one of the things I love so much about the things that we've done in the past is that we, our past selves was really looking out for our future selves, Bianca. Like, our past selves was like, let's get focused. Let's map this out. Let's put these containers. Let's do this. Let's build this program. Like, let's, like, our past selves were really, really looking out for us. So now is the time to lean on that, because it's already there, you know? So you said that will live on checkthecellphone.com. I will make sure that in my Patreon that I also share that with the people and get them the bridge over to you and what you do, so that we're able to help ourselves. So any other things that you wanted to share for your transparency moment?
I'll just keep it brief to say that I am really, really excited for where this new journey for me is going. I definitely feel the pivoting energy and the shifting, and it's so much to unpack. And I cried yesterday, and I had a moment where tears were just falling, and I was talking to Dr. Lewis, the executive director of Period Zero, and just the amazing things that we've been able to accomplish for that nonprofit in such a short amount of time is just God. We got an email just the other day that we received another grant, and I'm just really, really happy to be able to see that journey and process, to be like lockstep with Dr. Lewis and her showing me things that I haven't had awareness of until she showed it to me. And it just is opening the doors to where we're making a global impact in AI and safety for children. And just, I like am getting emotional now, but just thinking about 7 years ago, being in the classroom and then not. And then I was thinking about Teacher Appreciation Week and just kind of the anniversary of my op-ed and just kind of the evolution of this journey. And girl, I went to YouTube and I saw comments from my previous students that they went years later to say something to. So I go on the YouTube and I'm seeing new comments that I've never saw before of students posting that that was my teacher. She's impacted my life so much. Like, girl, I cried. I cried. And meanwhile, I'm over here worried about the people on the internet talking about what an impact I am or am not making based on my location. So I'm staying focused and all that. And I just am really curious as to how everything is going in your world and the things that you want to share with the people, because it's been some time since we've really had an in-depth back to the spirit and how I feel. It's not anything with malicious intent or anything harmful. It's just really, I'm just trying to figure some stuff out. So I really appreciate us having this space.
You know, I don't take it that way. Yeah, you know, I don't take it that way. We all need time to sometime kind of steal away and be like, what the hell? Play the thing. To figure out what is going on. You know, we all need that from time to time. So that's how I take it. It is absolutely
what the
no
hell?
Offense.
Oh my God, no way,
no way,
You know, how many times do we have those situations happen? Like, I literally probably have about 4 emails right now where people have, not emails, text messages, where people have sent a what the hell moment. Like, it's just like, I didn't expect this, right? So I get it. I was also going to say it is really exciting to be on this side watching. I'm excited for you to have a space to not have to do so much. You've been talking about this for a very long time, And so I am grateful. While I know it doesn't feel, it can often not feel comfortable when God is like, let me take this piece of seeming security. But what you get back in time and energy and ability to be able to really focus on self and your own projects, because how much time have both of us spent working on somebody else's stuff and not building out our own universes, right? So God been whispering for a little while, and then it's like, all right, now I done said that too many times. So let's go ahead and wrap this up. Cause I meant what I said, you know, and so it's really exciting for me to see you back on the microphone. You know, I've been referencing the Teen Takeover video in several spaces because I know that is what you do. Like, you really do specialize in being a digital guardian and really paying attention to what's happening out on the internet, encouraging parents to check the cell phone, encouraging us to be accountable in our cell phone practice and the ways that we show up for ourselves. And it's just so much and so deep. So I'm excited to be able to tell people that, y'all, Bianca turned her light back on, y'all. Go on down over there and see what Bianca's talking about, because I know that there's so much already that's there. So it is exciting for me, and it's an honor for me to be able to say, we already built this now. You already got that. So when the challenge or whatever the thing is, when is it starting? Like, you've already done it, and having full confidence that has already been built out because we were preparing for these days. So that is kind of what has been happening in my world. Is I have a breath work coming up on Saturday. And last month when I did the breath work, so there is a healer. Her name is Milana Snow. She is an integrative energy breathwork healer that I met when I used to have my talk show with Beautiful Brown Girls. And so I interviewed Milana in 2021, I believe it was, which was in the height of all the fuck shit of Pennsylvania and me leaving the U.S. and like just mind blown about what the hell they was doing to cause harm to children. And anyway, Milana and I did a breathwork session, and it stuck with me since then. And so she and I have kept in contact, and she gave me, I won that plant-based medicine. And so along with that, I also won entrance into her community, which is where I really be trying to get, because there's people in these communities is what I keep trying to tell y'all. If y'all get on into these chats and get on into these communities, there are people that are there who align, right? So anyway, a part of the community is they have monthly breathwork sessions. And she just recently put up a challenge to do a year's worth of breath work and see how that will change your life, right? So the last breath work session that we did, I saw myself sitting on like this lawn and just, and I was, it wasn't like a porch to a lawn. I grew up in the South, y'all. I'm from New Orleans. It was because people, because I always be like, people from New York probably be like, we ain't got no damn lawn, girl. We ain't seen grass since ever. Like Central Park, that's what the only place hell? That grass is.
Oh my God, no way.
So anyway, but I'm sitting like on this lawn and I am looking at all of y'all and y'all's universe is just thriving. Like everybody's universe is up and, you know, you've invited them into the spaces and everybody's just talking and talking to each other and collaborating with each other and creating together and getting inspired together and eating and laughing and cooking together. Girl, this morning, and just ask Kim, they was in there talking about doing a pool party with crochet bathing suits and skates and glitter. And I'm like, come on now, this is a vibe, right? So I'm like seeing all of this happen in this breathwork session. And the theme for the breathwork session was be there. Be there. So regardless of everything else that's happening, be there. Feel what it feels like to be in that space. God has arrived. Things have aligned. Like we are here. Be there. And at the time last month, I was sitting here. I hadn't yet written a 4-page letter. I wrote a 4-page letter, y'all, for anybody who's over in this universe and they don't know. So I will include the link in the description so that you all can read the letter. But basically, you go to tinyurl.com/thetruthjar. And that is a letter that I wrote. And it was basically 4 pages starting out what I have been through in education and all the things that have happened because of my activism work in education, how that led to me leaving the U.S., how that then led to a mental health crisis, how that then led to rebuilding and restructuring life and creating Mind of My Black Ass Business, creating the archive and all the things that I have in my universe. And so it's happening. It's like literally happening. So in the breathwork session, I'm saying to myself, I'm here and I'm feeling this. So I'm sitting on this lawn in my rocking chair and I'm drinking some lemonade and I'm just like, they done finally got it together, huh? I don't know who I'm looking over at. I don't know. I'm looking at somebody and I'm like, they done finally got it together, huh? Girl. Ooh, child. I'm so glad they all taken care of. My God, today. And then I could just sit here in this rocking chair and just enjoy, right? So that was last month. This month's breathwork session is focused on blooming. And so it is so cool to be in these sessions because I never know what is going to happen and like what the journey is going to be like and what God is going to show me. The first time I did one, I got a chance to meet my grandmothers. So I know I knew my grandmother and I knew my great-great-grandmother until the time that I was 7, but I did not know these women. I only knew that we were related, but I did not know anything about them. So I'm learning about them now. As they are already gone and their presence being able to come back. So that was the first session one time. I'm not going to go through all of them, but it's been really, really transformational and I'm really excited about it. And I feel like I'm in a space right now where God is moving things. Did you listen to that, Instagram that I sent you with the lady and I said, I have a meeting with her on Friday?
I did. Yeah,
and so I was saying this morning that what I want my life to be like and the way that I want my life to operate is that, and it's so funny because Jeff just finished saying this. I just finished meeting with Jeff before we got here, is that when it comes on your radar that people need help and people are looking for support, that we're able to send the support. So people show up with the sunflowers, people show up with the hearts with the bandage wrapped around it, people show up with a teddy bear emoji, and it's like Bianca sent me, Kimberlyn sent me, they sent me, what's up? How can I help? We're here to support. What you got going on? Leaving love in the comments, right? That's what I want my light and legacy to be. And so Tony had reached out to me and he was like, hey, I think this lady just came up on my feed. And she was basically like, I need help. I know I'm doing transformational work. I just don't nobody know. I need help finding the people that are looking for me. That's literally what my 4-page letter said. It's like, I need help. I know that there are people who are looking for me. I just don't know where they are. And so I was referencing you because you have your surveillance cameras. And like, I've been describing it kind of as lighthouses. And so I'm kind of figuring out what that looks like for the people that are out there who have your name on the tip of their tongue, who got their eye fixed to see what's going on. Because you know people be like, if they could get to Bianca, girl, then all is going to be well with the world. You know, that's what they be thinking. You know that's what they be thinking. Just tell Bianca, she'll fix it. And so also, you having the systems in place to not get sucked into that and have a space for them to be able to go to get the support that they need, because shit is going to continue getting worse and worse. Worse and worse and worse. It's not about to get better at all in any little way, shape, or form. It's not finna happen.
And I got to send you an audio message of the things that I'm getting in my inbox from these surveillance cameras, because the surveillance cameras are turned on and there's more that are being added to this. And for context, for those that might not know surveillance cameras and that reference and why I use those terms. So I am an investigative reporter. And so I have people that will provide me tips and things to look into for matters of climate and culture, child abuse. I mean, the list goes on of the different things that have come across my desk is what I would say. And so I independently look at that. And sometimes I bring people along with me. And Kimberlyn has been one of the folks that have been with me on many different adventures as it relates to climate and culture in the education space. So, girl, the people need us, but we also need ourselves. And the balancing act of that is what I am constantly striving for, because as you say and have been saying, the people are coming.
This podcast is sponsored by Make Snitching Great Again. MSGA, baby. Enough is enough. And it is time for accountability, transparency, and integrity. It's time to snitch. Save 11% by using coupon code HEALTHATSHIT. Visit us online by visiting projectmsga.com.
It's 333.
Okay. So the angel number 333 is a powerful sign of growth, creativity, and divine encouragement, signaling that you are in alignment with your spiritual path and that positive changes are coming. It often appears to reassure you to trust your decisions and use your natural talents to move forward, particularly when at a crossroads. So do with that what y'all will, okay? What I was going to say, I've been universe architecting my ass off, bro. I've been universe architecting my ass off. Like, I literally, when I was talking to Jeff today, he was like, we need to be having this, not the conversation that he and I were having, but the conversations about our universes individually at least once a week. He was like, we need to be talking about what we are doing at least once a week. Because people don't know. And if people don't know, then they can't be a part of it. And the people that need to know are not people that we have known. There are people we are yet to know and people that are on the way. I had a vision the other day and I was like, people are coming and they are coming. You know how I was talking about feeling like I was crawling across a marathon? And I think I said that the last episode, that I was like, I feel like I'm in this marathon and I'm like trying to crawl across and I'm battered and bruised and just trying to get there. And I need people to come along and help me. Those people are coming along to help. And it is, they don't have to be like sold. And like, they like, sis, I got the vision. Let's go. Where we going? I'm with you. Let's go. How can I help? How can I support? Like, let's go. I see this. And it is you talk about putting air under somebody's wings and a new, like a second breath and like a, like, okay, we can do this because I'm not doing it by myself. And like, there's support in all of these areas that help us to be able to get across the finish line together. That is what life has been like for the past couple weeks, is the people have arrived. The people are here. The people are here in the chat with us. They are in the archive. They are like, girl, say less. I found my people. What's up? What we finna do? And it is the best feeling in the world. And it feels like so much hope and optimism. And it provides a level of like security and stability to know that like people checking for you and like they look at what we're doing, like, let's go, you know, like it really has done my heart very well. And I needed that. And I'm glad that I did write that letter. Because it really, as you said a moment ago, put a different fire underneath everything. And it was kind of like, no, because, and honestly, Bianca, listen, now, you know, we be talking about popping that shit, bitch. Let me pop my motherfucking shit for a second, bitch. Because as I'm sitting here putting all this shit together and taking people around this universe and looking at the archive, girl, we got some rebranding coming on with the archive, girl. I showed them this morning and just asked Kim, you're going to have to go watch it. So you can see, but the archive is getting rebranded and like all of that. As I'm talking about this stuff, I'm like, bitch, this is phenomenal. Like, I've always put respect on my brain. Like, I've always, except for when I was failing organic chemistry, I definitely thought I was stupid. But then I figured out that it wasn't me. But I did. That's the only time that I didn't put respect on my brain, because I was like, I must be dumb as shit because I done failed this shit outright. Girl, turns out it was the professor. But anyway, that's another story for another day. But outside of that, I've always been very intentional about putting respect on my brain. And this is a new level. This is a new level where I'm sitting back and I'm being like, bruh, this is wild. Like all of this, because it's all been locked up in my brain all this time. All this time, back in 2023 and in 2024, when we were sitting there at the computer all day and like, okay, let's do this and let's carve this out and let's think about this and let's build this. Like, I did not have any idea what all everything was and how it was going to come together. It felt like I was so scatterbrained and I was all over the damn place. But I knew that God was like, no, do these things. So to now be on the other side and being able to reach back in the archives, you understand me, and be like, hold on, hold on. We got a program for that already. No worries. We already got an SOP. Pull it out. We already have a space that's created. We already got branding. We are like to be able to go back and do that. And some of it felt like it was failures along the way. Like it was like, okay, this didn't work out. Disbanded. Like, don't even worry about it. But what I know is stuff like the collective internship program is still going to be a thing. So we already got it. You know what I mean? So it's like, it just really, over these past couple weeks, I've been like, bitch, you a bad bitch. Like, if I didn't know I was a bad bitch before, I'm like, girl, who are you? And I'm like, I'm her.
Yes,
indeed. Her, me.
Come on.
Me. Hey, I don't know the rest of the words, but that's what it feels like. That's what it feels like. And it feels incredible. It feels incredible. So I am enrolling for the next cohort of Discover Your Destiny. Bianca, I'm so excited about this next cohort. When I tell you, I'm so excited. Excited because there are going to be people in there that already have their certification. There are people in there that have done Discover Your Destiny before. There are people in there that have doing Discover Your Destiny for the first time. The types of gifts that are going to be present in the space. Remember us sitting there thinking about strategy and purpose. And we were like, we want people to show up and be able to say, okay, I have this idea. And we're able to help guide them towards bringing that into fruition. Like, that shit is happening, bitch. Like, it is happening in real life. Like, it is, like, so wild to watch.
What if the thing you've always called too much was the exact thing God designed on purpose? This is for the ones who've always known they were different. Too sensitive, too loud, too knowing, too intuitive, too woo-woo. But what if your sensitivity is actually your superpower? What if your intuition was your inheritance? Discover Your Destiny is a 10-week sacred journey back to yourself. We explore the design of your soul, your spiritual gifts, and the unique way that God speaks to you. This isn't church. It's not a rule book. It's not a performance. It's the moment you stop chasing approval and start walking in divine alignment. You'll gain clarity, language, and confidence around who you are and what you are here on the earth to do. You'll learn the real voice of God. And if you feel called to go on to become a certified intuitive melanated life coach, this is where that path begins. There are two ways to enter this sacred container: the Destiny Track, full investments and coaching experience, or the Divine Exchange Track, where internship meets soul work. You'll support podcasting, content creation, or brand development behind the scenes while learning how your unique gifts benefit the collective. Your knowing isn't a flaw. It's the fingerprint of God. This is your invitation, and I hope that you'll answer.
I was talking to Ashley the other day, and she was like, I'm ready to do this. And I'm like, okay, let's go. You know, like, it is the coolest thing. It is the coolest thing. So, yeah, I just feel so much gratitude and so much inspiration. I feel like I'm going to be able to take a break very shortly and really, you know, I'm in the dream awakener role. I'm getting the systems established. I'm getting the things going. You got it. You got it all set up. You got your things. You got your people in place. You got your moderators and such and so. You good? All right. So now let's move on to the next one. And so the people that are in the pipeline to birth their universes or to further enhance their universes, I'm just so excited. And I just want to be able to share what all of y'all are doing, because I've been saying to people coming for a while and y'all thought I was crazy. Y'all thought I was just talking. I don't ever just talk. The other thing I was going to say, girl, is not the students coming back, because, girl, mine coming back too. And, you know, it's been Teacher Appreciation Week. And so my former students are coming back. And they like, Miss Jackson, I'm finna go tell people and I'm gonna be back so that we could come. Like, it is, because baby, let me tell you something about my students. Okay. They did not play about Miss Jackson.
Yes, indeed.
They did not play about Miss Jackson. You understand? They did not play about Miss Jackson. And so there are so many now adults that I poured into and saw them and created a safe space for them to learn and a safe space for them to be. I'm talking graduating from law school and makeup artists and activists, and like, they are out and they're coming back. Hold on, Miss Jackson. Let me go get the rest of us. Go get them, girl. Cause listen, come check on Miss Jackson, please. Can y'all come check on me? And it reminds me of Miss Dillon. Because, you know, every time I talk about Miss Dillon, girl, I'd be like immediately crying. But like, that lady saw me and she had no idea what the hell I was going through. You know, and I strobe. I was like, that's the kind of teacher that I'm going to be when my student is going to be able to be like, I don't care what nobody talk about. But in sixth grade science, bitch. In sixth grade science, oh, we was up in there getting it in. In physical science and behavior, oh, we was getting it in. Oh, Miss Jackson was my success coach, baby. She got me off the brink, helped me get myself off the brink of failing to actually passing, to knowing how to calculate my own GPA. Like, I really had to put some respect on my name. And I was like, there's so many seeds that I have sown over this time. And for people to be coming back and being like, girl, we got you. We just let me know where I need to plug in, and being able to say with full certainty, this is where you can plug in. So it's like the intersection of y'all are here and I can give you a tour at the same time, and y'all can go back and get other people to come. So I'm just so excited about what is ahead. I don't know what is ahead, but I know that the Bible says come that on. He will do greater than we could ever think or imagine.
And I know my spirit didn't imagine none of this. And so now I'm living in the reality of what I once imagined. And now I'm able to imagine even more. You mean to tell me it's greater than that?
Yes, indeed.
I'm ready to be petty today.
Bianca is petty bean for anybody who is just joining the universe. Y'all gonna have to go back in the archives about who Bianca used to be in her former life and how she done changed her life around. It's a lot to dive into, goddammit. It's a lot. Cause this girl right here, woo!
Jesus! Shut up!
I don't live there no more. No, amen. No.
Thank you, God, for deliverance. Hallelujah. Okay.
Thank you.
Girl,
for
some people better be real
me.
Happy. Because when that girl said she investigated, they don't understand to the depths. They don't get it. They do not understand it. Girl, listen, y'all got the. When I be saying, go Google me, go Google Bianca Goolsby too. Go Google both of us and let us know what you find. Okay, it's a lot. It's a lot out there. A lot of it is true and a lot of it ain't. But go see. Go down there to the Googles and see what you come up with. Yeah. It's been a lot.
We're going to have to dedicate next show to like really unpack that, friend. Like,
okay, girl. I was going to ask because I was kind of talking about it the other day. And bitch, you know what I was talking about this morning was that motherfucking trademark shit, bitch. I was so angry. It just landed on me in the middle of the thing. And I'm like, in this bitch, like, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. So, okay, where are we going to start? We're going to start at where we met. We want to go back to our origin story.
How I started.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, how I started. When I found you, when I was doing my investigation.
Yeah, because I don't even really know what all the background and all the things. I know you probably told me before, but I want to hear it for the first time again. Okay,
yes,
I want to hear it for the first time. So we'll be able to tell our own perspectives of what was happening at the time. So we're going to have to do like a timeline, you know, situation. Because mine started out in what, 20, was that 17? That was 17. Your article was when?
19.
Okay, so yeah, I started first. But you was, when you started teaching?
In 17.
Okay. Well, that's what we're going to start. It's 2017. That's what we'll start.
That's when I moved to Tampa from. I literally moved to Tampa and started working at the school.
Okay. Well, this is going to be a good time. Y'all better strap in, girl. Y'all better strap in. It's been wild. You want to talk about origin stories? And also, while I'm sitting here, I'm seeing the movie, the docuseries, the whole comic book. Like, girl, it's been a time. So y'all strap in. The next episode will be in 2 weeks. And if you are a part of our Patreons, you are able to come in, be here when we are recording. So you get to put comments in and co-create the show with us and be backstage and behind the scenes of all the things that we're doing. So you can, you know, look into that if you're looking to see what the real tea is, okay? Because we saying stuff, but also it's still stuff that we ain't saying.
Period. Because I do be editing.
And do, honey, we'll cut it out in a hot second and be like, find out more in the Patreon, okay? So if you're looking to get that tea, okay, you really want to know what's been going on and what is happening as we are moving forward, you got to get into these Patreons, okay? And yes, shout out for the Good Trouble. We believe in Good Trouble around here. I am a graduate alumna of Fisk University, where John Lewis was a distinguished alumnus. And that is how they train us to get into Good Trouble. Do you know who Diane Nash is? Did I ask you that?
You did.
Did you look at the page?
I didn't.
So Diane Nash was at the time, she's still here. She'll be 88 on Friday. Jeff just told me.
She is a civil rights activist and leader. She actually was the one of the ones who developed the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, so the SNCC, that worked with John Lewis and all of the activism work that they did in the South during that time. And so anyway, I'm sitting there talking to Jeff, and we meeting, and then the phone rings, and it's Diane Nash calling. I said, not you got Diane Nash on the hotline. He said, it's for us. I said, nigga, you ain't never lied. This is for us. This is literally for us. So she's working in his ecosystem and building out things over in his universe. Like, it's, girl, I don't know what's about to happen. And I don't know where this is going. But what I do know is that we have left a very clear trail of how we got here. So, y'all, the way y'all, you know, Bianca, we need to figure out how to do marathons. I'm sorry, my ADHD is acting up, but also I'm about to have to get off because I got a meeting. But we need to figure out how to do marathons so people could go back to the beginning and we just have it on all day.
So, I gave you the resource on WhatsApp.
I know, but you know, I don't know what those words mean.
How to set it up. So it's a tool that we'll have to set up, and we'll put the video file, which we have to make the video file, which is an edit, and then we'll just post it in there, and then you change it out. I know how it works, so we just need to get the subscription. I have a guy that scheduled time on my calendar. I meet with him in just a moment. He is an educator, and he wants to have students to be in a mentorship program for people who are digital strategists and who work in the technology field, which is great for Period Zero, but also Found Her Future and Teaching Absolutely. For the Culture. So I will give you all the downloads and all of that because I know we got to transition, okay. But I also wanted to uplift that's happening.
Okay. And you said you about to meet with him now?
Yes.
Okay, cool. The last thing I'm going to say is I'm teaching down to the sales squad tonight. We learned
yes,
about
indeed.
Self-care plans.
That's right. So that's right.
I'll have to let you know how that goes and let y'all know how that goes afterwards. The comment says 6 degrees of separation, 5, 4. It sounds like them degrees getting closer and closer. Oh, they real close. We're probably 1 to 2 degrees of separation right now from everything just being what it needs to be so that we can go sit it down for a minute. Okay. We finna go let down.
Yes, God.
Go let down. Go. Okay, it's about
and we gotta go.
We'll see y'all in 2 weeks. We'll be out of here. Appreciate y'all. Love you so much. Thanks for being here. Oh, wait, did we tell the people where they could find us? Tell them where
no,
you
No, we didn't. All right, so you can find me on my website. That's my digital place where you can find everything else. So go to www.biancagoolsby.com. And also, I do want to shout this out, that there have been people that have been asking how I've been able to afford my lifestyle. So if you also want to learn about that, then subscribe. Go to www.biancagoolsby.com/OF.
You're so silly. And I would love for you all to join me over in the archive. So go to patreon.com/mindingmyblackassbusiness. You can also learn more about Discover Your Destiny at dyd25.com. Connect with me on Instagram at Kimberlyn J. All right, y'all. We out of here for real this time. Bye.
Bye. Heal that shit.